A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 12 of the FDH Lounge and our third adaptation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after seven seasons on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our NFL Week 3 version of the Insider as we deliver our lineup advice for this slate of action. First of all, since we have different platforms where this is available, we urge you to view this on our fantasy blog at FantasyDraftHelp.blogspot.com because of the links we posted that precede this webcast. In particular, we have links to our Fantasy Football Draftology 2011 guide, Google News and CBSSports.com for injury news, and the NFL.com Week 3 homepage for scores and updates. Additionally, we'll update there as needed with any big news during the weekend. Look on the blog for Fantasy Newsletter Volume 4, Issue 37, posted on September 24th, to find the weekly Fantasy Newsletter with the accompanying links where this video is embedded. By the way, also on the blog is the newly posted link to Fantasy Hockey Draftology 2011, your fantasy and non-fantasy guide to the upcoming NHL season. We've got some additional preface notes that we'll be delivering every week as well. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in shallower leagues where you've been able to pick up the likes of Cam Newton off the wire thus far, you're doing well. But you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the week. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. At quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, Michael Vick, Peyton Manning, Tony Romo, and Matt Schaub. Now, obviously, Peyton scrubbed from that list for quite some time and possibly the season, but if healthy, we wouldn't advocate pulling him or the others from your lineup at any time. At running back, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Mo Jones-Drew, Arian Foster, Rashard Mendenhall, Michael Turner, Darren McFadden, Matt Forte, Peyton Hillis, Ahmad Bradshaw, Frank Gore, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, LeGarrette Blount, and Steven Jackson. Obviously, Charles is out for the year, so take him off the list. At wide receiver, Andre Johnson, Roddy White, Calvin Johnson, Greg Jennings, Hakeem Nicks, Reggie Wayne, Mike Wallace, Larry Fitzgerald, Miles Austin, DeSean Jackson, Mike Williams, Tampa Bay, Dwayne Bowe, Marcus Colston, Jeremy Maclin, Vincent Jackson, Dez Bryant, and Brandon Marshall. Again, Colston is hurt now, but he is an every week play when healthy. At tight end, Antonio Gates, Dallas Clark, Jason Witten, Vernon Davis, and JerMichael Finley. We now have our first additions to this list for the 2011 season, the pitcher and catcher combo of Cam Newton and Steve Smith in Carolina. While the numbers they put up in the first 2 weeks are unsustainable over the course of the year, the baseline that they would be coming down from is astronomical. Now, our advice is relative, and there are exceptions to every rule. As a general guide to our approach, we factor in a PPR assumption, since so many leagues have at least some component of that in their scoring system these days. Additionally, our advice is able to be applied most precisely in a 12-team league in terms of the proportions of value. As such, based on the players who are our perennial recommendations for the season, there are 9 QBs, 17 running backs, 18 wide receivers, and 5 tight ends who are always worth playing if healthy. Those baseline numbers provide a useful guide into the strength of various positions from week to week. In a 12-team league, that means that in an ideal week, we can recommend at least 3 additional QBs, 7 additional tight ends, and approximately a dozen running backs and wide receivers, assuming that your league has a flex position. Okay, with that lengthy but necessary setup out of the way, let's go into this week's best lineup plays. At quarterback, as has been the case during the season, depth is in abundance, as we can recommend an additional 11 passers. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Andy Dalton, Matt Stafford, Matt Hasselbeck, Mark Sanchez, Joe Flacco, Sam Bradford, Matt Ryan, Josh Freeman, Ben Roethlisberger, and Rex Grossman. At running back, the depth is decent, as we would be good with 10 players. Fred Jackson, Daniel Thomas, Javid Best, Ben Tate, Darren Sproles, Willis McGahee, Ryan Matthews, Mike Tolbert, James Starks, and Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. At wide receiver, it's a bit on the thin side with a mere additional 7 folks to recommend. Devery Henderson, Kenny Britt, Jordy Nelson, Wes Welker, Stevie Johnson, Santonio Holmes, and Anquan Boldin. Tight end is not exceptional either, with only 5 additional recommendations. Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham, Dustin Keller, Tony Gonzalez, and Fred Davis. We like to single out some players as stronger options each week, so here's our top 5 in no particular order. Matt Stafford, Ben Roethlisberger, Fred Jackson, Wes Welker, and Devery Henderson. Additionally, each week we take a look at NFL teams we consider to be all in or all out. All in constitutes recommendations at the full range of QB, RB1, WR1, WR2, and tight end. All out teams have only their perennial recommendations to go on every week with no marginal players suggested. We have no all in recommendations this week. These are actually very rare compared to the all outs, considering that our sole team we picked during the season was Dallas in week 2. There are an astounding 13 all-out plays this week, though. Jacksonville, Carolina, San Francisco, Cleveland, Minnesota, Oakland, San Diego, Chicago, Seattle, Indianapolis, Dallas, Arizona, and Philadelphia. Now, to keep things in their proper context, let's look at the last one. For Philly, Brent Celek is the only question, so for them to be all-out, it simply means that you bench the only player among the 5 aforementioned spots that comes into play each week. So there's your recommendations for NFL Week 3. We welcome any questions, and we may answer them here from week to week. Become a friend of FantasyDraftHelp.com on Facebook or hit us up on Twitter, where our identity is the FDH Lounge with no spaces and the T, F, D, H, and L capitalized. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponent this week, and be sure to sample our other Nothing is Off-Topic mini episodes from the FDH Lounge.